YDOT here in District 4, Northeast Wyoming. I'm the district engineer. This is our annual STIP presentation that we give you folks to commission and cities and towns and public. So there's our district boundary for YDOT District 4 up there. Most of Campbell County, all Sheridan, Crook, Weston, Little Peace and Niobrara, and half of Johnson County. Because of that, my counterpart, Mark Ahan, is also here, the district engineer for District 2 out of Casper, that comes in. He covers the rest of Johnson County. So Susan Holmes is our YDOT Transportation Commissioner. She covers Sheridan, Johnson, and Campbell counties. I'd like to introduce our staff that's here. Mention the ones that are not. Our district maintenance engineer is Larry Konitsky. Can't be here today. He's in charge of all our maintenance operations. Isaac Finkel is our district construction engineer. Many of you know him. I'm right here in Buffalo. He'll talk a little later. Tim Winslow is our district equipment supervisor. Michelle Edwards is our district traffic engineer. She's here also. Laura Dallas, our public involvement specialist, put this together. We have an HR officer, Jenny Sullivan, safety officer, Eric Rannigan, and in this area, Captain Ben Schlosser also lives here in Buffalo. Locally, not too many.
It's working on the laptop, but not
the laptop. Oh, yeah, okay. There it is. Mick Breakerhoff is our resident engineer here in Buffalo now. How long has that been? A year?
Yeah.
Dustin Hockett, our area maintenance supervisor, used here in Buffalo. He's up in Sheridan now. Tony Morris is here, our maintenance foreman here in Buffalo, sitting here in the back, trying to hide. Didn't want me to call him. Chuck Thompson is our foreman up at Pole Creek. Been doing that for a while. Sean Schoolcraft is our foreman here in Buffalo at our shop supervisor. Lieutenant Eric Jorgensen is our lieutenant for this area. See, it's working there.
No,
we might have to if it's got this little lag. The next slide is our FHWA contacts, our acting administrators, Monica Gordine. She's not here, and neither is Bob Bonds, our area supervisor. So, it should go.
You want me to stop IT as he goes back up?
Yeah, call it back.
There just is lag there.
So,
do you want me to?
Purpose of the, we'll just go ahead and sit there just in case. Yeah. Purpose of the meeting of these is to have to get public input for our STIP processes, which our STIP is the State Transportation Improvement Program. We need to know what local agencies are working on also, so we don't try not to have any conflicts, and also to give an overview of YDOT today. So we'll talk about our STIP development, how that works. Isaac will talk about the specific projects in the area and what the next steps are after that.
I'm going to pull this and just advance for you.
Okay. See if that works. Why not? Our purpose, mission, vision, and values. I won't read all this, but our big one is our mission is to provide a safe and effective transportation system with our values and the acronym of RIDES, to have respect, integrity, dedication, excellence, and safety in what we do. Doesn't matter, does it? There's a lag either way. Our goals are to ensure a vibrant, safe, and competent workforce, acquire and responsibly manage our resources, provide safe and reliable and effective transportation systems, provide essential public safety services and effective communication systems, create and enhance partnerships with transportation stakeholders, encourage and support innovation, and also preserve our history and heritage. We'll get the timing down right by the time we're done. We also have six guiding principles that we go by. Number one is pretty much common sense, to align our expenditures with our available revenue. Focus on addressing our identified critical life safety issues. such as slides that are around here quite a bit. Prioritize YDOT asset preservation based on the condition of those assets to meet those goals. Improve our operational effectiveness and efficiency. Prioritize activities to minimize negative impacts to the public. And number six, lastly, address mobility and capacity through system improvements and enhancements. That is the last one. We are in the preservation mode, as you very well know. We're not doing very many, if any at all, reconstruction projects that for enhancements and adding capacity and mobility. So that number six guiding principle is in there. We have projects delayed across the state because of their number six. So just until our funding and revenue changes, that's how the mode that we're in, the preservation. More facts for YDOT, overview of them. Statewide, we have 6,700 miles roads, 6,000 bridges, over 42,000 pipe, 800 miles of guardrail, 80,000 signs, and over 12,000 miles of fence. Also, in our programs under YDOT are engineering and planning, which is our design folks in Cheyenne. Construction is Mick and his crew here. Maintenance is Tony and his crew here. Of course, equipment is our shops, all our facilities. We don't have any state buildings. We have YDOT buildings, so we're responsible for all of those. All the ITS devices, Wildlink. We have a Wildlink tower out here at our future shop site. Our dispatch center in Cheyenne website. A lot of other states do not have patrol. Well, I should say a lot of other DOTs do not have patrol and aeronautics and such, but we do. And of course, all our support programs listed over there on the right. So, change course here. Talk about the new federal highway bill that was passed last fall, the IIJA, Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, or the bill, bipartisan infrastructure law. Those are the funding years right there. 2022 has been funded. It has been appropriated by Congress. 23 on has not yet been appropriated yet, the funding for that. New things in that new federal highway bill are for bridges of $45 million there. I'll talk about it on the next slide, on how that affects the local communities. More money in there for electric vehicles and charging stations and that infrastructure. We did receive more money this year, federal funded, federal funds. The national average for federal funding is 70% state with a 30% federal match. Wyoming is the opposite of that. We're 71% federal with 29% state funds on that bill. So, like I said, the bridge formula program for local projects and local communities, $45 million for that. 15% of that is needs to go and address poor condition bridges locally for local entities. And do we have any in Johnson or Buffalo?
Yes.
Do we have one that's in that
yes.
program, Isaac? Did we just get a letter out on that, Scott?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Which one is that?
That's one on Barnum.
Okay. All right. Probably fiscal year 25.
I think that's District 2.
Yes, yes.
Oh, it is Mark's. Okay. Yeah. And those will be in fiscal years 25 to 29. 44 bridges across 29 agencies. Those letters went out, like I said. YDOT's looking to consult, design, and manage those projects. So, many of you are familiar with this slide from previous years. YDOT hired a consultant a few years ago to come up with this, our shortfalls funding-wise. Bottom line, it showed $354 million were short annually to improve and preserve our system. Those are the shortfalls broke down. The top one of $196 million is for road and bridges. Construction of those. With the new federal highway bill, we did receive $72 million a year extra in the federal highway bill. I shouldn't say extra, more than we have previously. So that helped us out a little bit. So bottom line, bottom right, we're still $267 million shortfall for YDOT unfunded needs for operating costs. I talked about those projects that have been delayed across the state. There's a list of 12. Here's some notable ones. The highlighted ones are in District 4. These are the ones that are in Guiding Principle Number 6, the Mobility Enhancement Projects. Locally, one you would be familiar with is Coffeen Avenue South out of Sheridan, turning that to 5 lanes to the Bighorn Y. That's been delayed and is actually outside of our 6-year program and is in 2029 right now. Last year I told you 2028, and before that 2027. So, major construction projects across the state for 2022, quite a bit going on in the preservation mode still, of mill and overlays for the most part, and bridge rehabs. Talk about electrical vehicle charging stations. Our director did come around last late winter and early spring to communities and give a presentation on this, on what YDOT's role is on this. One, to ensure the infrastructure exists for these things to go in for the new EV program. Form a team of state, federal, and local entities to ensure that it's coordinated. Assist the communities in finding available funds to meet community goals. And to ensure that the state assets will not be used to install, own, operate any electric vehicle infrastructure, which is funded by 80% federal and 20% matching. That 80% federal is the slide previously that showed that roughly $5.3 million over the next 5 to 6 years. We're going to start with corridors first, designated fuel corridors on the interstates, and then we'll go to 2-lane roads after that. Milestones there, we're ahead of the game here. Well, but the study just did get sent off to the feds. In that study, we asked for some exceptions. One being the 50-mile rule, where you had to have one of these every 50 miles. That doesn't work very well between here and Gillette. And no internet service, no services, period, for the most part, right? Period. So there's an exception there that's put into our plan that's being reviewed right now. And the other one was to have it within an exception. The one rule was to have it within a mile of the interstate. So that's another one we want to try and get rid of. Also in the Federal Highway Bill are a bunch of grant opportunities for local communities. For federal grants, including guidance and documentation, zero emission vehicles, highway safety, aeronautics, local government transportation programs. That's changing all the time. It's still very confusing in the Federal Highway Bill what these grant opportunities are. On the next slide, it kind of gets into them. The best thing to do is go to our website, and it'll lead you in the right direction if anybody's interested in these grants that are listed here. To our, I'm going to call him our grant guru in Cheyenne headquarters on all these programs for roads and bridges, safety, public transportation, and so on. So, back to our STIP process. You're familiar with this slide also. We do take inputs from our asset management systems, safety performance measures, and economic development. Take all those into factors. Come up with a list of candidate projects. Isaac does that in the April-May time period in our district. These meetings that we're having now in June to August time, we try and get public input on what the public would like to see done for all our transportation, aeronautics, and PCS programs, and alternate programs for local governments. September-ish, no, not ish, Wyoming approves our STIP that Isaac has put together for the FHWA and our Federal Transit Authority for approval for them and our commission to be published October 1 for the next 6 years. On our website, there is a map that shows all these balloons that you can click on and gets to the scope and the details of a project that's in their 6-year plan. So any other processes that we do, you know, our planning phases, which is our STIP development, like I talked about, the surveying, getting public input. Design, we issue all kinds of sets of different sets of design plans all the way up to the final plans, and then advertise it and put it out for contract. What's in the document is Sorry, I was ahead of myself. Thought I had it memorized. No, I'm right. Okay. I was thinking of something else. It's our 6-year highway plan, our 1-year transit plan, 5 years aeronautics, 1 year public safety communications, and 1 year of capital improvement plans. And then, I think the next slide is going to show a map of Johnson County. It shows the blue numbers will be current projects and the red will be future projects. And that is in the PDF that is on our website, okay? Hey, I guess I was right.
There we go.
Half of Johnson County, like I said. And then after that, if you go past that page, you're going to get to the spreadsheet that shows the particulars of a project. Johnson County STIP total over the next 6 years, 5-6 years, $104 million for all those projects of highways, capital improvement, communications, transit, and aeronautics. Okay. And I believe the next slide will be introducing Mr. Finkel.
Shall we?
Chairman, Commissioners, thank you for having us. Like Scott said, I'm Isaac Finkel, District Construction Engineer for District 4. Used to be a resident engineer here, so you've seen me before. On the screen is the projects we have going on in Johnson County and District 4. There's 2 additional projects down in District 2 that are not included on that. But we'll talk about those when we get to those. Like I said here, there's approximately $66 million over the next 6 years that we're going to use towards transportation projects. That includes about 5.25% inflation every year to how we estimate right now, all the way down into 2028, so that's about 30% inflation that we're estimating on those dollars, just to cover us as we plan. Other projects we do, in addition to that $66 million, are district-wide bridge rehabs and bridge replacements. That is about $45 million over those 6 years. And you'll see in 2025 to 2028, we start doing some of that additional funding that we received for bridge replacements, several up in this area. In addition to the $66 million and the $45 million, on the next slide will be some district maintenance projects that we do. About $24 million over the next 6 years. That includes all of our chip seals, crack seals, rumble strips, striping, lining, sign upgrades, any of those general maintenance things that we let out to contract. Again, that's $24 million. Those pictures there are our chip sealers, which we just did a couple roads here in Johnson County, Klondike, the section of Klondike, and Upper Clear Creek.
Yes.
That we just got done this year. So, I guess I'm talking too fast for over. 2021 carryover projects. Just north of our district boundary, or our Johnson County boundary, we had 1416 U-Cross to Claremont. That started at the Johnson County line and went north to Claremont. We just completed that. And then we did our district or dynamic message boards. The one down in Johnson County is on 16 as you go up the mountain. That was completed, so we can give messages as we go over the mountains. Also in the bid this year, 2022, we will be continuing on our mill and overlays from the mountain down. We are starting at Hagleton and working towards our Bull Creek camp. That will begin all the crushing in that one. That was trying to guess. We'll start this fall out of our Bull Creek pit, and then the construction on that will be in the spring of 2023. I just missed the last one that you were on, Laura.
No.
Was it this one? Okay.
We're good. We're on track.
All right, we're on track now. Also, we have going on right now just south of Buffalo on I-25. We're currently working on some bridges, and then that will be followed up with a mill and overlay. Estimated completion on that will be next June 30th. And also our structure on the east side of Buffalo here that goes over I-90 that got damaged last year. We will be replacing that girder and portions of the deck this August that we're going to start, Vic, and into September.
Next week we start.
Yeah. Next week we're going to start, so you'll see some traffic control on that. In 2023, we will be updating the catchnet system that we've talked about and gave presentations to the commission before. We'll do our upgrades to that. That will be in a December letting, and then construction next spring. We'll be changing the nets, increasing those net sizes, and necking down the area inside those nets to eliminate the truck getting into some of those nets. Also in 2023, we'll be doing a mill and overlay with some bridge work and some pipe work to our district boundary. That'll be approximately $8 million on I-25. And $8 million, and then we'll have an overlay with bridge rehab on that one. 2024, the big project in town here will be Buffalo Main Street. We have an agreement in place with Johnson County to complete work also on Rock Creek Road, and then also the north and south bypass will be mill and overlay. Digging out a couple of the rough spots on the, mostly the south bypass, a couple on the north bypass, and then going through Main Street, downtown Buffalo, and then working on our Bosch Culvert, which is on the south end of that section also. Also in 2024, we don't have a slide for it, but District 2 will be on I-25, the sister project for the mill and overlay that just happened south of KC. We'll be doing the other lane, which would be the southbound lane. In 2025, we will be just east of Buffalo, working out towards Healy with a 5-mile overlay, just under $3 million, and that will just be a mill and overlay on US 16 East. 2026, we'll be back up on the mountain and start where we ended this coming year, 11-mile mill and overlay coming down the mountain for just under $9 million. 2027 will be on the interstate with the microsurface on the, what we call our Middle Fork section, with an estimated cost of about $2.5 million. And must be a couple pictures. Also in 2027 we'll be on I-90 north of Buffalo here with an 11.3 mile mill and overlay. Just under $15 million. That project will have 6 bridge replacements on it. So that'll be a multiple year project. And we'll get all the bridges basically from just north from Rock Creek to Lake Michigan exit at those project limits. Also in 2027, District 2 is working on the Lynch Road, I believe, with a scrub seal and a mill and overlay. 2028, nothing scheduled right now, but that changes frequently. So, not to leave. Give it back to Scott. Unless there's any questions on the projects we have coming up.
Isaac.
Yes.
As we talked that CatchNet program, I know that at one point you reached out to the county about improving your connectivity off of our Windy Tower to connect so that you had better operations of that.
Yes.
How's that discussion going with the landowner? And
great question. Thank you, Chairman. We elected to go a different route.
Right.
And we found communications another way. So those upgrades, our communications upgrades to that system will be bid separately than the, I would say, the physical upgrades that we're going to be doing next spring that gets bid out. That's the nets and the concrete. That needs to be done now. Upgrades to all the communications and the cameras and the notification process. There are quite a few, I guess, issues to work through on that. And that was one of them. And we just elected to find communications through, I can't remember. I'd have to get with our IT
fiber.
I can't remember. But yes, we did pursue that. But it ended up not being the route that we're going to take.
All right. So I'll convey that to our emergency management coordinator then.
Yeah, I believe, Nate Kalinsky, our IT director.
Emergency communications.
Emergency communications guy.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's in
contact with them also, letting them know that. That decision, I think, a couple of weeks ago, that was made. So it's pretty recent that we decided we have to go a different route. Any other question?
Not on that part. Thanks.
All right.
Wrapping up here, talk about our traffic program. Just some fun stuff here by the numbers. Mr. Perry asked me about one earlier. District 4, we have 11,000 signs. YDOT is also responsible for all the crosswalks on our system and stop bars. Quite a number of those, as you see. 55 traffic signals in the district. And high mast tower lights. We have many of those, as you know, here in Buffalo area. So, striping trucks. Anybody ever get stuck behind one of our striping trucks that can only go 8 to 12 miles an hour? I'm sure you have. All our interstate lines and yellow center lines on two-lane roads are repainted each year with 71,000 gallons of paint and over 500,000 pounds of glass reflective beads in that paint. However, we are under a pretty significant paint shortage right now. We don't know if we're going to get to all our stuff. Michelle's monitoring that constantly. And so is her counterpart in District 2 that could affect I-25. And access permits that the district is responsible for. You can see those numbers there. District traffic manages all approaches on our highways. Any new approach or modification to an existing approach, change in land use at an approach requires YDOT approval. You can see in the table, Johnson County, we have a few going on, and it varies all the time. So, traffic signals. Common issues for the traveling public. Flashing yellow arrow or light means to proceed with caution and yield to others in the intersection. A solid yellow arrow or light is a warning that the red's about to appear. Stop if you can and not to speed and go through that intersection. Anybody do that?
No.
Never. Right? Talk about fatalities. There's the numbers, this District 4 numbers in the graph for the last 5 years. Unfortunately, we're a 4 on August 5th in 2022. We've had a mass of fatalities here in the last 10 days or so. One up here with a motorcycle on a Highway 16, if you're aware of that or not. Another motorcycle at Sundance last week, and a few others around the district. So we were doing very good. Very awesome would be zero, obviously. Next steps for moving forward here. Local government contact is Sarah Ellis. Many of you know her, our local government coordinator. The online step meetings are going on to provide feedback right now. Mark Gillette is my predecessor. He's the chief engineer. We have two assistant chief engineers in Cheyenne, and Tom Dehoff and Keith Fulton. And like I said, talk about our online STIP meetings to provide feedback. You folks have seen that before. For the most of you, you can go to our website. That wraps it up, and we will entertain any questions if you have any.
Shereen, do you want to ask
about
your stoplight?
I am not going to heckle about the stoplight.
We're waiting.
For me to heckle you?
No, well, ask. Not necessarily heckle, but ask.
Are you planning on putting it in?
No, sir. And Michelle?
We took counts last August of 21, and it did not meet warrants at that point, at Hart and Bypass. How far was it? Still a ways away. Okay, yeah. But we'll keep watching it, for sure.
We're always monitoring. You ask it every year, we say the same thing every year.
Every year, if you're consistent.
We monitor it, right?
And I promised Isaac on. I wouldn't
matter
at him anymore.
That's okay.
But I didn't say anything about you, Scott.
Nothing.
maybe if you just go down there and drive to the intersection, turn around, drive back and forth a couple times every day, we'll get the number up to where it is.
Well, I'd have to do that because I could get out on it easily yesterday. And, there are just days you can't.
Right.
The days that it's not a problem.
Right.
But thank you for having the Lynch Road in your sights. That was one we'd spoken about before.
When's that going, Mark? Lynch?
27.
So.
Thanks.
Yep.
Would the Why not entertain the idea of putting a joint powers, large capacity fuel station in at their new building site?
We would love to, but it all takes some money, you know. And there's no plans to improve that site outside of what's there now until we can put in a full building, you know. But no plans to, the schematic design, the preliminary design, whatever you have for our facility out there is old enough now to basically, if we got funding tomorrow, we'd be starting over. We'd have to start the design over, but right now there are no plans to put anything like that, but we could talk some more. If you want to visit with me some more on that, then we could see what is proposed. But we would entertain it to answer your question, but how far that would go? Hard to say.
Well, at this point, Scott, we're struggling with essentially one bid that is essentially not acceptable to us for fuel.
Mm-hmm.
We can't join your current joint powers board because we don't have the capacity, and in the initial agreement when the county chose not to participate, the other players said, okay, you can never join.
Okay.
But as you look at just the growth and the usage of fuel, I think we would very seriously like to reopen that discussion. Potentially, again, you've already got the school district involved in the city of Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Bring the county to play.
I see. Okay.
It's something that we need to do at some point soon.
Okay. Yeah, Laura's writing it down, and I think that's some more discussions we need to have. And yeah, let's see what we can do, you know. And I'll take it to our executive staff and our facilities folks and see how we would want to handle that here. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Anything else? Well, I know you guys got a very busy day. I thank you for squeezing us in for the day ahead. So we won't take up any more of your time.
I don't see anybody from the press to let them ask you any questions. Is there anyone from the public that would like to ask a question of YDOT either on STIP or just general YDOT questions?
On the Main Street project, and when they do the bypass road, are they going to do those at the same time, or are they going to stagger them? Or?
Yeah, we're just going to close it all up and everybody will bypass and go around Buffalo. No, we'll sequence that to where we will not be doing both at the same time. Yeah, we've had that question before in our public meetings and stuff. So.
Is there a time frame as far as what they anticipate Main Street's going to take?
Maybe. Isaac, you have any idea on that yet?
Yeah, we will be having another public meeting this fall to discuss some of those. Mm-hmm. We're currently at our grading plans in our design. So we will be having a public meeting where we'll get something out to discuss those things. Currently, right now, it is looking like it will be a two-season project. Mm-hmm. How much impact each year will just kind of depend on if we do some underground or utility with the city. Their participation and the Cemetery Creek box culvert, which would be a major port, you know, time.
Yeah.
But it'll take time to build that portion of that project. So, but please attend the public meeting when we get that scheduled this fall. I would anticipate sometime in October.
Any additional questions for YDOT?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Always a pleasure to work with you, Tom.
All right, you folks, we really appreciate it. So, thank you.
Mr. Crago, you have the next item on the agenda.
Which is? I don't have an agenda.
So. It's the law enforcement contract with the town of KC. Was Rod planning to come?
I don't think so. He's already signed it.
Okay. All right. Barry, are there any changes from the contract in the past for law enforcement? I know there was a question about whether or not the deputies would enforce the lawn watering restrictions down there, and we reminded them that that was a code enforcement issue.
Yeah, I don't. So when we met with the town, that never even came up.
Okay.
So I don't think that's a question or a concern. And so the contract's exactly the same as it's always been, other than I only changed the dates. So it's a 2-year contract, expires on June 30th, 2024. And of course, either party can get out on notice. So it's a 90-day notice provision.
Move to approve.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the law enforcement contract between the Johnson County Sheriff and the Town of Casey. We would open it up to public comment or questions. Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the law enforcement contract with the Town of Casey, please signify by saying
aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, Mr. Crago, do you also have the guardian ad litem?
I do.
Okay, walk us through this.
So this is just our statutory requirement to help fund the GAL, guardian ad litem program within Johnson County. I don't know if we can actually sign this contract today. There's a few typos in it that I probably need to call. I mean, I think we can approve the contract as is, but the typos, for example, in number 4, it says Albany County instead of Johnson County. I mean, there's a couple of those kind of things in here. I just need to call them, get them to send us a clean copy, which will literally take probably 2 months.
It won't be fast.
It will not. But other than that, the contract's fine. It's just I need them to correct a couple typos. So it's up to you, or we can just address it when it comes back. Maybe it's the easiest because they clean that up.
Why don't we do that? Get it clean first before we approve it. You know.
You don't think we should be signing something for Albany County?
I would hope we would.
Is there a motion to table the guardian ad litem contract with the same one?
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I'd like to welcome our new public health nurse.
Thank you. So thank you, commissioners, for having us today and giving public health some time quick. My name is Kristen Friedrich. I'm the new nurse manager. Previously, I was the staff nurse. So with that, public health is requesting official action for permission to hire and fill that staff nurse position and waive the hiring freeze for it.
You've had some turnover.
We've had a little bit. Hopefully that's done.
Yeah, we do too.
Congratulations. I'm glad they
bumped
you up. That's a good step for us. We've got some continuity there then.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, I have no problem with this.
I don't either. I think that we have to move forward with it, so.
Move to waive the hiring freeze.
I'll second the motion.
There's a motion second to waive the hiring freeze for a position at the public health office. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Congratulations again on the promotion.
Thank you.
Before we hear from Roden Bridge on the Barnum Road, I do believe we have a catering permit request here that came up from the clerk's office. This is for the Southside Grill. This is for the Seymour Wedding Reception at the Johnson County Fairgrounds on August 20th. Looks like all of the paperwork is in order. Looks like the clerk has received the fee. And they have the letter from the city of Buffalo allowing them to take their license out of the city to the county. So, commissioners, what's your pleasure on the request for the 24-hour alcoholic beverage sales permit for Southside Grill?
Move to approve.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, now let's hear from Roden Bridge on the Barnum Bridge.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Come forth this morning with a cooperative agreement from YDOT District 2 office out of Casper. Basically, is what this cooperative agreement is between Johnson County and the Department of Wyoming Department of Transportation. It basically, what it is an agreement for the bridge over the Middle Fork of Powder River, which is on Barnum Road. This is a bridge that was selected to be paid for by those federal funds. No payment, no cost for the participants, that as far as Johnson County and the state of Wyoming. They're just managing the project and moving it ahead because they actually have the authority over all bridges in Wyoming. So it's just, it's almost the same agreement that we always do, like for our chip seal or all of our other projects and stuff like that. So I'm just asking for the chairman's signature, and then also it needs the county clerk's, Vicki's signature too. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell. I mean, it's just the next process of that bridge project. So the other bridge project that we're working on currently is the Crazy Woman Canyon Road Bridge project. They'll actually be down there this week. They got some geotech stuff done here a couple weeks ago. Now they'll be back Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of this week to do the environmental surveys and stuff. Hopefully those go pretty quick, low impact, so forth. Crazy Woman Canyon, I've had a lot of phone calls. I know everybody thinks it's a county project up there. I actually got with Barnum Construction yesterday, figured it out. Crazy Woman Canyon is currently closed Monday through Friday. It is open after 5 o'clock on Friday evenings. And actually, I got the message board down there first thing this morning off the old highway, so hopefully that'll help with the situation there. And it just says road closed ahead, 8 miles, Monday through Friday. So pretty simple, and hopefully, like I said, that'll cure a little bit of that. My biggest concerns with us having a project come up, we need to keep in good grace down there so that makes our project a lot smoother and so forth. So, but that's kind of the updates where I'm at and the bridge stuff that's going on in Johnson County. Questions?
When do you think they'll have that project completed?
The one that the Forest Service is currently doing?
Yeah.
It's slated for this fall. And talking to Barnum, it sounded like they had most of the culvert work done. They're doing the clearing now, and I think it sounded like maybe in the middle of next week they'll start the resurfacing and so forth on it. So, like I said, when I talked to Adam, he thought it was going pretty well and so forth. So but that's just the first phase. Mm-hmm. Then they'll come back, and there's two bridges that'll go in. And hopefully those bridges correspond when we do our bridge. So we're not looking at 2 years of closures. And hopefully our bridge is going to be a pretty simple. We're looking at a modular bridge there, which, I mean, truthfully, it's if it could be an early spring startup, it would be a pretty quick process. So that's kind of where
both the bridges are modular, aren't they? Or are they going
to... You know, I'm not for sure exactly what the forest is looking at, but I imagine... cost and so forth, I imagine that's probably what they're looking at. Mm-hmm. They've currently temporary below the old campground up there. I need to slip up there and look at it. They've actually put a temporary bridge over the top of the current bridge so they can haul that gravel. But it's a modular type. The bridge that we're looking at is pretty close. It's across the creek there right at Richard Tass's now. But we've got them on going into HFR. There's a couple. There's one at Dead Horse. One across when you go on Muddy Creek. Yeah, we've got several of them around the county. Actually, the one that's out on Canal Road when we did that was a two-lane modular bridge that came in two pieces and was put together. So they're out and about. They're a nice way to go, and we'll have to see how it goes. So, but that's kind of where that's at.
So you just put those two pieces in, and then you just have to work on the approaches?
Well, what they do is they'll go in, and usually they'll do the abutments. And a lot of times, like on this one in Crazy Woman Canyon, they're looking at the abutments will actually be behind the current abutments, so they don't have to go in there and disturb any of that along the creek, which helps in the environmental stuff and so forth. They'll go in, set those abutments, And then they'll just lift that whole bridge off, and then they'll set the new piece, the new bridge, probably in two pieces, set one piece, and then set the other, and then bolt it together. And it's, I mean, once those abutments are in the ground, then it's a pretty quick, I mean, within a couple of days, you got traffic across that bridge. Because when they come in, they'll have the guardrail, they'll have all that on it and ready to go. So it's kind of a, it's a nice way to go.
How expensive are those bridges?
What's that?
How expensive are those bridges?
You know, Bob, I'd have to go back and look. When I did those on HFR, of course, there are a lot shorter bridges. I want to say those were about $60,000 a piece. But when I bought those, it was one of those deals. It was a couple bridges I had in inventory, mm-hmm. and they discounted to get rid of them, and I got them. The canal bridge, I think, was about $100,000. When we did canal bridge, we did that one a little bit different. The county actually purchased the bridge for a cost savings, and I think it was like $131,000 or $32,000 in that range. And then they came in and drove the piling and did all that. But that one was a lot more complicated because we actually had to get down in the creek and do gabion work and drive pilings. And it's going to be very interesting on that crazy woman. I can't imagine driving pilings up there.
I can't either.
I mean, I'd be really surprised if they got holes drilled to see what's going on. So, and like I said, on our portion up there, hopefully it'll be a pretty easy go. So we keep it to a minimum, because I know there's a lot of people that use that road. So.
They'll leave the old abutments in?
Yes. All the riprap work and everything that's there, they'll just leave. Because currently, what that bridge sets on is probably pretty much just some big old boulders. Mm-hmm. Is pretty much what it sets on. Pretty much set on the ground.
Yeah.
So, and hopefully, like I said, that bridge is currently stated for 2024. If we keep moving like we are and they can get the design work done, then we could possibly be next year, which I would really like to see it happen next year. 24 gets pretty crammed full with other projects.
Yeah, it's going to be busy.
Going to be busy.
Construction season.
Very busy construction season. So, but yeah, it sounds like in the stip there, I wasn't quite for sure on this Barnum Bridge. It looks, sounds like between that 26 and 29. But the other, you know, the hard part about this, all these federal funds came down. When WIDOT has 120 bridges their own to design, and then you start throwing them out to consultants to do it and stuff, there's only so many consultants. So it kind of makes you wonder if that will bottleneck the process some. So.
Yeah, because we're one of 50 states that has all that money pushed out.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And actually, I think we're probably a little bit of ahead of the game. I mean, we seem to get our stuff in and get it turned right back around and get it back out. So that's always keep us at the top of the list, keep us moving. So let's hope so. So, and it helps for that working relationship that we have with WIDOT helps tremendously when we end up on these projects and so forth. So. But that's all I have. So, unless you have other questions. So.
Barry, did you have a chance to review these two?
I did.
Okay.
You need a motion?
I would like one, please.
I move to authorize the chair to sign.
Second. I've got a motion and a second to approve the two agreements between WIDOT and Johnson County for the Middle Fork Bridge.
They're the same.
Yes.
Two copies.
One agreement. There's a motion and a second. Any discussion or questions? Hearing none. All those in favor of approving the agreement, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Jody, did the clerk leave any additional business that she needed us to transact today?
No, she did not.
Mr. Craigo, do you have any business?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Commissioners?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Mr. Moreland donated money and got the Underground Railroad to donate some money to the Sheriff's Office for forensic equipment for working on cell phones and anything they needed to do. And I think that we probably should get with the sheriff and write a thank you note and put it in the paper.
How much was it, Bob?
I don't know. It was, part of it was $31,000, and then Marlon himself puts several thousand into it too, but I don't remember exactly. I never did exact numbers. Rod will know. But it's just one of those things that really ought to be acknowledged.
Well, the sheriff's department has had several donations that we haven't publicized because the grantors wanted to remain anonymous. Mm-hmm. But it's good to see some community support for that. Office.
Okay, Commissioner Perry, are you going to gather the
info? I'll get with Rod and
okay, and then
Jennifer or somebody write a thank you and get it over here and have somebody send it to the paper.
We'll let our red pencil grammar Nazi take a look at it. Don't know who we're talking about.
I don't either.
Okay, we'll get that.
Probably Barry.
Probably
Barry.
Sounds like me.
I'll get that on my pending list. Any additional business before we take public comment? Okay. Hearing none. Is there any public comment this morning? Public comment? Public comment? Public comment? Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.